Kansas farmers are making tough decisions about top dressing during a dry winter with escalated fertilizer prices. Wheat farmer board members of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers report that wheat fields across Kansas were generally planted into sufficient moisture conditions and went into winter with decent stands. But more moisture will be needed over the winter and into the spring to kickstart a crop emerging from dormancy and maintain growth. Justin Knopf, a wheat farmer in central Kansas, reiterated that while it's generally an okay time of year for wheat to be dry due to dormancy, temperature fluctuations and dry soil conditions could take a toll on final yields. Kyler Miller-Shasky, a wheat farmer in southwest Kansas, noted the wheat is looking decent, surprising considering the dry conditions. December brought 4 to 5 inches of snow, which was needed, but he's hoping for more to come. Perhaps more importantly, these farmers conveyed the difficult decisions producers are currently making with their fertility programs. In a normal year, producers would be starting or preparing to top-dress wheat fields with nitrogen. This winter application allows the nitrogen to move into the root zone with precipitation, well before jointing begins, to be most efficiently utilized by wheat. Having adequate nitrogen available supports spring tillering and helps ensure good yield potential. This year, fertilizer prices have exploded due to international supply chain disruptions during the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on current spot markets, it appears as though fertilizer prices will increase in excess of 80% for the 2022 planting season relative to 2021. Wheat farmers are feeling this cost crunch, reporting many in their areas are putting off normal top dressing applications to wait for moisture. According to Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin, while we cannot control the weather and its impact on the wheat crop's yield potential, it is important to note that Kansas farmers are holding off on fertilizer applications due to high prices and availability of supplies. These decisions could affect the final grain yields and quality of this year's wheat crop. When fertilizer prices will stabilize or decrease is a difficult question, but KWCH Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen did offer welcome longer-term predictions for weather patterns during the Kansas Commodity Classic. Jansen predicted shifting weather patterns could bring near to below normal temperatures and wetter than normal moisture conditions to the western two-thirds of Kansas in the next 3 months. Both predictions are positive for the Kansas wheat crop as wheat plants emerge out of dormancy this spring and continue their growth cycle until this summer's harvest. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.